Zach, on the fourth down call when Deion scored, how confident were you guys that that play was going to work?
I mean, we're pretty confident. It was just our basic play. You know, in practice the past 2 weeks, we've been executing the option to perfection. And, you know, Coach has said, you know, I have all the confidence in you guys. Just go out and execute our basic play. Let's go out and do it.
I imagine you were happy that you went for it on fourth down, going for the win rather than to, you know, take the field goal and just stay in the game.
Yes, sir. I mean, I love going forward on fourth down every time. I have confidence in those guys up front to make the blocks and the guys in the perimeter to make the plays.
Isaiah, can you talk about the interception that was put into there? You've had a couple of those in your career, and that one was a huge play in the game, and particularly, you know, changing momentum.
It was a good play by the team, by the defense. To really just take you through the play, I was reading the quarterback. I actually knew he was about to throw it to 46 because he's their pretty much go-to guy on the third down, third and short. And I was anticipating the why not, you would say. And I was going to break off of him, but I broke off the ball, which I'm kind of glad I did. And I kind of just did an old tip drill to myself and got the defense off the field.
Zach, you were pretty much a battering ram for a while. Could you actually feel that you were kind of softening them up as the game went on? Did you feel you were wearing them down?
Yes, sir. I mean, the last drive, Coach is like, look, we're just going to try to run it down their throats. Just hold on to the ball, lower your pads, and run through everything. So you could tell they were kind of keying in on at the end, but previous to that, they were trying to take away the run from Justin because Justin, the past few weeks, has been killing defenses. So that kind of softened it up a little bit for me running up in there.
What did they do to try to take away the run from Justin?
You know, I don't actually know. You know, Justin reads it, and he was reading it right today, and holes are there, and I just run to the hole.
Isaiah, it seemed like you and Jamal kind of look like your old selves today. Do you feel like that's just kind of the rust coming off and kind of coming back to life now and getting used to playing at full speed in a game?
Yes and no, I would say. You know, coming back into it, you're going to have your mistakes. You know, even in the off season during spring, you would think I would, you know, get the rust off then, but it's different when game time comes. And the first couple of games, we were trying to make a name for ourselves, trying to see what kind of defense we had. And really, it came the second half of the Georgia Southern game. Now, saying that is kind of bad looking at it, but that's when we knew after that game we had to do better. And so far, it's showing itself.
Zach, on offense, it seems like a trademark of this team is becoming every time – the opponent scores, you answer back pretty fast.
Mm-hmm. This team knows how to respond to adversity. You know, every time we need a big stop on defense, the defense comes up with it. Every time we're in a scoring situation where we have to score, we're able to go out and score. I think that says a lot about the guys on our team and, you know, how much love we have for each other and how much we love to play for each other. To be honest, I don't know if I've ever carried the ball 29 times, but, you know, it was a cool night tonight. We had 2 weeks to rest, so, I mean, I was feeling fine towards the end. I was ready for whatever they were going to give us, and I loved it.
Did you know you tied your career high for yours?
No, sir, I did not. But got to give the credit to the big guys up front, though, yeah. And Justin making the reads.
What could you tell with Perriman and just how effective or not effective it was? It seemed like a lot of times guys were able to get to him a little bit.
Oh, yeah. I mean, our guys were able to get to the next level up on him a lot. You know, I can't say enough good things, though. I mean, he came down, hit hard. I told him he played a good game and let him know, but our guys were able to get up and make some plays effective.
Anything else? Yeah.
What was it like after the game with, you know, the student Justin coming on the field?
What was it like? is a beautiful pitcher. I can tell you that. Just seeing all the love and support we have, and as time goes by, and the better we become, I love seeing, you know, the atmosphere and the love that we get. So that really shows us that we have supporters, and we have to do what we have to do in order for them to come to the games and show us that attention like we had tonight.
Yeah, it was awesome. I mean, you get to go out and sing the fight song to all the students who came out, and, you know, it really makes you feel like you're playing for a whole community, and it's just a great feeling.
Anything else? All right, fellas, thank you.
It's good to see you again.
Thank you, sir. How's your mom doing? She's doing good. She was out. She was in the basement.
Oh, yeah?
That's great.